Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike, and Paul Prediger is joining us, and we're also joined with Tammy Flo from the FAA Weather Research Branch, and we're here to talk about turbulence today. So thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Tammy, it's not maybe daily, but certainly weekly, we hear something on the news about increasing turbulence at the high altitudes especially. What's going on?
Well, the studies and simulations that scientists have done are showing that there is an increase in turbulence in the atmosphere. Mainly, they talk about clear air turbulence, the kind associated with wind shear and the jet stream and that sort of thing. We don't have numbers to back that up. If you look at the NTSB numbers over the last 14 years or so, it's a flat trend. You don't see an increase in the numbers. We think that's probably because crews are avoiding forecasted areas of turbulence, so we're not getting the verification. There's also only certain routes that we fly in the atmosphere, so there's parts of the atmosphere that we're not getting any measurements in. So, yes, the simulations are saying it's increasing. And I also think that the media is on it a little bit more now.
Sure.
So we're getting a lot more news when something does happen, like that Air Europa flight back on July 1st where the individual ended up in the bulkhead. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm certainly not going to say there isn't. The evidence is there. We just don't have proof at this point.
So from a technology standpoint, are you able to get data, real-time data, from the aircraft at those altitudes that can help you model and be a little bit more informative?
Yes, actually. The FAA, about 25 years ago, started developing this method of measuring turbulence from aircraft using sensors on the aircraft, like angle of attack,
sure,
pressure, that sort of thing. We call it eddy dissipation rate. It's an atmospheric measurement. And it's not on any GA aircraft right now. We're only reporting from commercial aircraft. But it does give us quite a bit of coverage at the Part 121 altitudes for on-flight. And this is good data, and it goes into our models that we use to forecast turbulence. So that has, the FAA can take credit for that.
And I've also heard that some airlines are doing some things with their iPads measuring turbulence.
That's right. SkyPath is the main developer that I'm aware of that uses accelerometers within the tablet itself. They mount it within the cockpit, and they calculate an EDR value, a turbulence value, using those accelerometer measurements.
And do they share that information with you?
No. to be very brief, that is something that I wish would change, is many of the commercial providers do not share the turbulence information with, other competitors or even within the airlines. They don't share it amongst themselves, which is, something that we in the industry would like to see change.
And they have a history of sharing data, like airlines in the past have shared like the winds aloft data as they fly around.
Right. You would think, I think at least moderate to severe reports ought to be shared.
So we're talking a lot about high altitude turbulence. You have some hundreds of thousands of people out here on the field who are flying smaller aircraft at lower altitudes. Is it still a factor for them?
Oh, yeah. I jotted down some numbers before I came here. So according to the NTSB, in the 14 years between 2008 and 2022, in the GA world, there were 59 accidents due to turbulence and 21 fatalities. So that doesn't sound like a lot. It's significantly less than what they get in the commercial realm, but it is still a problem. And one of the issues that we're working on right now is most of the products that are out there are not designed for GA. They're designed for the commercial carriers. And so we're doing some work using ADS-B data and modifying our models and that sort of thing to bring more information to the GA community.
There's the story about the young individual who went up to an airline captain and said, "Captain, what causes turbulence?" And he said, "Well, we think it's either tea or coffee, because every time we try to pour a cup, it gets bumpy."
Yeah.
there must be a better explanation. Does the FAA have educational materials on this topic?
We do. I actually go out and give briefings quite often about the sources of turbulence and how you can mitigate it and that sort of thing. There are certainly materials available. If anybody's interested, they can contact me. I'm over at the FAA hangar.
Are you giving any talks on that stuff this
I
week?
I am.
Where is that at?
So I am giving three talks. The first one is Thursday. I'm doing that with my colleague Gary Pocodner. Is FAA here to help avoid turbulence?
And you were here. We just had Gary here yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Gary's good. Then I'm also doing a talk on turbulence on Friday, but it's actually turbulence and icing. So we're going to talk about what is the real use of higher resolution products and whether they're really useful to pilots or not, and how would you use different types of products. And then on Saturday, I'll have one of my researchers here from the National Center for Atmospheric Research who does turbulence work, and she will be with me, and we'll be just be talking about the state of the art and that what we're working on for you guys.
What technology do you see coming that could be in the hands of the general aviation pilot to help with this?
Well, certainly the EFB. That's certainly the way we're going. I'd like to see more information getting onto these EFBs. We need to work with some of the commercial providers to make that happen. I certainly believe that the information we're getting out of ADS-B, we're deriving turbulence using the vertical rate information. That's actually Gary's project. And hoping to get some of that information onto the tablets in the cockpit as well.
Are any of those EFK providers trying to send you guys information on actual turbulence measured in those private airplanes?
No. Not that I'm aware of. Yeah, so that's
areas,
our biggest,
areas for growth.
Yes, there's definitely, and for collaboration.
We have to connect the dots a little bit,
yeah,
I would say.
I think so. I think there's a lot of good technology out there, and right now, at least in the world of turbulence, I think we can do a better job of collaboration.
What would you like the GA pilot to know about weather research and about turbulence in general, about how they can stay more informed? And, you know, the question of PIRAPs come up. I always used to teach students, you know, don't be afraid to give a PIRAP. Is that still current technology?
Yes.
Is it still useful?
Yes. I mean, we're not going to ever turn down a PIRAP, certainly. Mm-hmm. We have found that for turbulence, at least in the Part 121 world, they tend to be not very accurate in space and time, just because the crew is trying to deal with the situation for a severe turbulence event, and they're delayed in submitting the PIRAP. That's where those onboard automatic sensors come in to help us a little bit better. But yeah.
And I have the impression, just because you've heard it, Mike, in what we fly and things, that sometimes turbulence just gets misreported. You know, what one individual might think is severe, another individual might think, what are you kidding me? That's only light or moderate.
Exactly. It's a very subjective means. I have a colleague in the airline industry, a retired captain, who calls it Wright Brothers technology, because, you know, you can imagine Orville calling down to Wilbur. It's a little bumpy. So, the independent objective measurements we're getting off the aircraft are definitely better, but I am never going to turn down a PIRAP.
And, of course, other pilots need to consider the aircraft that was reporting it.
Exactly. The size of the aircraft, you know, determines how severe the turbulence is on that particular aircraft. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one thing I would say is a lot of these reports of these incidents lately are reported as clear air turbulence. Mm-hmm. Majority of them are actually thunderstorm induced or convectively induced turbulence. Clear air turbulence, like I said, is associated with the jet stream and
high altitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of these accidents we're seeing are crews trying to fly over rapidly developing thunderstorms, and they're in the clear air, but they get whacked by the waves from the storm.
There's a lot of updrafts there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never found an airplane that was more powerful than the weather.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what are your future endeavors that, you know, long term, we're looking at getting more of this information to the pilots.
Right.
And how long until some of these things are going to, you think you're going to have more of this information available for us?
So we're having an upgrade to our, what we call the Graphical Turbulence Guidance, or GTG product, next year. We'll be adding convectively induced forecasts to that. And then the year after that, we're going to be implementing a what we call a nowcast. It's a rapidly updated turbulence product that we input observations every 15 minutes and spit out a new map every 15 minutes for the crews to use for tactical decisions in the cockpit.
Is this some of these things that you're able to do now also available to do because of the more information is available to you, so you can make better reports, and also the computers can keep up with all this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the technology in the last 10 years has really come along dramatically. So that's absolutely true.
If we came over to the FAA building to speak with you about this, what do you have there that you could show the group?
I can show you the Nowcast product. I can pull that up on the screen and let you look at this and see what kind of products were given to the crews. The 121 world are using them in the cockpit. So.
Yeah, sadly, with radio, it's hard to share some of those things with our audience.
That's true.
You have to do visualization.
So come by the FAA hangar and see us.
We appreciate you being here, Tammy.
Thank you.
Well, we have been talking with Tammy Flo from the FAA Weather Research Branch and talking about turbulence. And you're listening to EAA Radio.